that is magic. Y94, the number one hit music station. Fargo Moorhead's favorite morning show, The Playhouse in the Morning. Zero and Rat with guest host Siri today, kind of our temporary Maggie. Now, Maggie, quite frequently, Siri, did a segment on the show called Maggie the Love Doctor. And I thought kind of a true test as to how well you're kind of handling that seat over there would be if we do a segment we call, kind of temporarily, Siri, the romantic med student of love and tenderness.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pill's gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Should you ever have a problem with love, problems, relationship, tenderness, sentiment, certainly submitted at y94.com under quick links. You can click on the Morning Playhouse and there's a Love Doctor page there. Now, Siri, your first one today, and Siri, the romantic love student of tenderness.
Can you say that whole title again?
No,
it's quite catchy.
I forgot it already, to be honest with you. Taylor says for you, I have always been attracted to the sensitive type, but I wonder if this is too far. I recently have started dating a manny, a male nanny. He's great with the three little girls that he watches for a living, but the fact that he's so comfortable with dressing Barbies and painting nails is just unusual to me. Is it strange that this bothers me so much? Do I need to just cut and run? How do I get over this? I feel like most women would enjoy this type of man. Why do I find it standoffish?
You know, I think that, Taylor, you just grew up in traditional roles, and that's what we understand, and so that's why you feel a little bit uncomfortable with this. And for you, you just need to decide, where do you see yourself in the two sides? Because I think in a healthy relationship, one of you is going to take the lead, one of you is going to be the more sensitive type. Mm-hmm. And if you want to be the more sensitive type, yeah, you're going to feel uncomfortable if nobody's taking the lead.
So for you, in your mind, as long as each is comfortable with it, those stereotypical kind of gender roles, there is no problem with those kind of flip-flopping. If it works.
Right. If it works. I mean, if a woman feels comfortable and feels really assured of herself in the role that she's choosing, and the guy does as well, and there's mutual respect, then I say go for it.
Well, and think of the future. How many women out there who become moms are overwhelmed and like, I wish my husband would do more. This guy's the solution.
There you go.
I think it is worth noting, too, like how great of a father is this guy potentially going to be someday? I mean, he's going to be awesome because he's already getting so much practice. It worked for sure. Yeah. Michelle says for you there, Siri, the temporary medical student of love and tenderness. My guy is the opposite in that he is the least cocky man on the planet, unlike most guys who are very cocky. We'll go to the beach and I'm flaunting it in my two-piece bikini. Meanwhile, he's hiding in an oversized t-shirt and baggy board shorts. His body isn't bad, and I just wish he had more confidence in himself. How can I help him with this? Or do I need to just let him be him?
Well, I think, first of all, confidence is not something you can give a person. They have to develop that themselves. What you can give him, though, is respect. I know that means a lot to guys. And if you encourage him, like when he goes to the gym, if that's something that gives him confidence and like, hey, baby, you look good, you know, that kind of thing will help him out. Hey, can I get your number?
Yeah, girl.
So, yeah, you know, stuff like that I think would help. But you can't give him confidence. You can only encourage him in the things that make him confident.
You're really good at this.
Well, I just wish this would translate over to my actual relationship life.
Not so good with the relationships, are we?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Then we also throw in maybe the guy's just afraid of getting sunburned. I'm a pale guy.
Yeah.
That's
Thanks, Rat.
I'm in there.
Thanks. Yeah.
I like the rat chippering in. Yeah. Probably one of my favorite things about the Love Doctor. Lucy says, for you there, Siri, the temporary medical student of love and tenderness. My husband has developed a friendship with a female coworker, and it makes me very uncomfortable. It seems to me that their relationship should be entirely work-based and that she's finding reasons to text him jokes and pictures, talk back and forth on Facebook. It's driving me crazy. He laughs at me when I express concern. How do I get him to take me seriously, Siri? I added in the little last part there.
Seriously? Honestly, I don't know if I would feel the same way as Lucy, and that I think that is a little bit inappropriate. You got to be careful because the person that you joke with and laugh with, you start to bond with. And if you don't put up those boundaries, especially when it comes to texting where you're available to a person 24/7, then it can cross over into something that might become a problem in your relationship. So maybe if she just talks with him about boundaries and, hey, if I have this coworker that's texting me, would you be comfortable with that? That might put it in a position where he can see it from her point of view.
You're smart. Can I keep in mind, I made a point. I want to point out that I printed out a copy of these for myself and for Rat, and Siri's being completely put on the spot here. You're really good at this. All right. Well, so far, so good. One more for you. Kayla says, why does it seem like women need to date the douchiest of the douchey before realizing who the good guys are? Oh, excuse me, that's from Derek. And, oh, in parentheses, my ex Kayla's a B. Oh, okay, I see what's going on there.
Oh, ouch.
So Derek wants to know why women seem to date douchey guys before they find the good guys.
You know what? And I'm guilty of this, too. It's this confidence thing. To us, it communicates confidence in themselves. And really what it is arrogance and douchiness. But if a guy is self-assured as opposed to falling over a woman, then she's like more attracted to it. I don't know what it is, but it's just like basic instinct.
Have you been a offender of the idea of I'm going to go out with a series of really douchey guys that are totally wrong for me until I give like the good guy a chance?
No, my problem is that I go for the guys that are a little bit too sensitive, kind of like our first message there, and the ones that get too needy. And then it's like, oh, that's just not attractive. Like, I need you to have your life and I gotta have my life. So that's my problem.
I was really weirded out there for a moment because Zero was looking at me as he was asking you that question.
Hey,
and I was like,
have you dated a lot of the douchey guys?
What?
Right. Well, this has been Siri, today's temporary med student of love and tenderness.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
You do have a couple of texts here. I don't know if you've seen these at all. Do you have the text club open on your computer there?
I do not.
We have, can we keep her? Siri is awesome.
Aww.
Siri with a series of question marks and sad faces. And, well, that's the one sad one. And OMFG, I love her.
Aw, that's sweet. Thanks, guys.
So you have a series of really nice text messages and one confused guy.
Oh, you know what? It's all right. I mean, people, once they get to know me, it'll be fine.
Well, maybe they won't get to know you. We might not invite you back.
That's true.
Don't be so optimistic there, Siri.
Wait, where did that conceal and carry go?
We do have other guest hosts. Clean Bandit in a couple of minutes and Resurrected from the Graveyard of Retired Segments. Dump 'em or date 'em is next on the show.
Now is the time to declare yourself.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Do not be fooled by their cuteness. Wake up.
Y94.